Are you ready? Ready to release internal pain? To find confidence, clarity, and direction for your future? To live a life of meaning, fulfillment, and contribution? To trust your intuition again, but something's been holding you back? You've come to the right place. Welcome. I'm Ian Hawkins, the host and founder of the Grief Code podcast. Together, let's heal your unresolved or unknown grief by unlocking your grief code. As you tune in to each episode, you will receive insight into your own grief, how to eliminate it, and what to do next. Before we start, I have one request. If any new insights or awareness land with you during this episode, please send me an email at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com and let me know what you found. I know the power of this work and I love to hear the impact these conversations have. Okay, let's get into it. Today I want to talk about energy, and I will talk about energy from a number of different perspectives, but today I want to talk about your physical and, more importantly, your mental energy. So I want to paint a picture for you. You've been at work, and then every time you have a gap, you might jump on your phone, you might start scrolling through feed on one of your social media networks, you might be looking through your email. Every time you do that, and every time you see something that appeals to you, you get this little spike in a dopamine hit, that little upper that makes you feel good. It actually stimulates positivity in the body. It's a release of a hormone that actually helps you to stay up when it's important to stay up. But every time you are scrolling and you see something new, you're actually using up a resource that is not infinite. It's a finite resource that you need to manage like anything else. And social media, as you've probably heard, right? It's like crack cocaine. It's like, it's a highly addictive. And the more that we get that spike, the more we use up our reserves. And yeah, that's exhausting. So if you think at the end of a day and you just feel like you're beat, you can't concentrate anymore, that might be one of the reasons. So it's just making sure that you're aware of that and you're limiting your time on those particular platforms, on your device even. But just being aware that it's not finite, that you will, if you, like, for example, I just came off a four-day social media detox where I just didn't look at any of it. And the impact for me in terms of my rest and the feeling I had of actually switching off and the ability for me just to almost turning my brain to mush for a few days where I can really, like, properly switch off, not be thinking about a whole lot of different things, it just makes such a difference. This is something I do every 5 or 6 weeks whenever I have an extended break. It makes such a difference. Now, making sure that's a part of your awareness so that you can make decisions and plan around that and structure your days and weeks around that is going to be really important. The other interesting thing is that every time that you are scrolling or checking an email, scanning a list. So if you think about if you're in an office job and you're looking at email, any time you're scrolling on your phone, like anything like that, your brain is having to make these mini decisions. Do I stop and look? Do I scroll on? Or some other option? It's making a decision. So the same, there's not an unlimited supply of that ability to make decisions. We only have so much willpower throughout the day. And if you're making these decisions constantly and you're doing it from the start of the day, so you think about, you get up in the morning, maybe you're going on your commute or you just have a routine where you get on and you check all the different things, you're already using up that day's resources. And it's why sometimes at the end of a day or halfway through a day sometimes, you just can't make a decision. You feel stuck. You can't concentrate. And sometimes we push through that and we actually don't get anywhere. And so if you feel like that's happened, it's actually okay to take a rest to recharge. maybe just take a walk, get outside, maybe just take some time just to close your eyes and relax, or to breathe, to focus on your breath and just come back to center to recharge, which is going to give you some more energy. But again, you've used up a lot of that resource already. So if you're thinking about these two things that we do regularly in our life that exhaust us, that actually take away our energy for what usually for the most important things. So when we get home after work, or however you balance your day, the time with your family, the time where you go out and do whatever activities you do, and like mentally you're exhausted, and that brings a physical exhaustion. For me, I get like a heaviness in my head, which then makes me feel drowsy, and then I have less motivation to do things. So if we come back to what we're talking about in this particular these few weeks, when we're talking about the different elements from the grief code, you hold the key to your better life. If you're not managing your energy, if you're not giving yourself every possible opportunity to grow, to change, to improve things, to learn, to heal, then you're not going to be able to get to where you want to get to. And if we think about it through the lens of grief, it's not going to allow you to move on from those things that are blocking you, because you just won't have the mental energy to actually face it. Because yes, when we're healing, we focus on physical, we focus on emotional, spiritual, but you need that mental strength, that mental resilience, that focus, that clarity to be able to throw yourself into whatever you're working through. So, so important to give yourself the best chance by really preserving your energy, protecting your energy, and looking after it the best you can. Limit the scrolling, limit the decision making. If you need to do those sorts of things, have times blocked off during the day. For me, when I was at Fox Sports in the corporate job, email used to run my day until I learnt. Got a book here somewhere in the bookcase about getting your email to zero, and that was a real powerful tool, but it still ended up being a bit of a driver. I've detoxed so much from that I'm actually tend to be behind on my email now, because I tend to not waste time on there. What I need to do is probably structure into more time to actually be focusing on that more, but I'm still comfortable with the fact that it's not running my day. I'm running my day, and I'm making decisions on where I'm spending my time, where I'm investing my time, where I'm consciously and intentionally keeping my presence. So when you think about energy and how much energy you have, there's just two tips that are going to really help. It's usually something that we don't think about too often. Maybe we don't think about the repercussions of that. I'm going to talk about energy from other perspectives as well, and we'll talk more about that in future episodes. But for now, yeah, just getting some structure into your day and making sure that you're not overdoing both of those things that we talked about, wearing out the dopamine and resources, and wearing out your decision-making reserves as well. See you all for the next chat.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Grief Code podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please share it with a friend or family member that you know would benefit from hearing it too. If you are truly ready to heal your unresolved or unknown grief, let's chat. Email me at info@ianhawkinscoaching.com. You can also stay connected with me by joining the Grief Code community at ianhawkinscoaching.com/thegriefcode. And remember, so that I can help even more people to heal, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform.